This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Ray, where do things stand with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Tony, we're still in wait-and-see mode. And honestly, that hasn't changed for the last 9 days. There may be some conversations behind the scenes that we're not privy to, which is, keeping the Steelers, the Steelers believe that, it's going in a positive direction. Because
they do?
From the outside, guys, it just appears that if he doesn't know at this point if he wants to play with the Steelers should move on. So I'm just guessing, educated guess, that there's some conversations going on where they're at least encouraged by the fact that they could get him.
Ray, how long would this have to continue with no answer and no visible movement on the situation for the Steelers to walk away from the table?
That's a great question, Chris. By now it's obvious that Art Rooney doesn't care about the optics because the optics on this haven't been good for a week now. So if you're taking a bad PR hit for a week, I suppose what's 2 weeks? Now, if it goes into next week at this time, then I do think there's probably a certain point where, you're just going to have to walk away and say, we're going to go with Mason Rudolph. We're going to ride with him. And I think with Cam Hayward's comments on his podcast, I think maybe some people, some players in that locker room probably do feel that way. And at some stage, I think maybe the ownership group might feel that way as well.
Ray, it's so interesting. A few days ago, Steelers insiders were still saying things like, don't be surprised if the Steelers circle back to Russell Wilson if Aaron Rodgers says no. And now the prevailing thought is, no, there's zero chance, regardless of what happens, that Russell Wilson comes back here. So what's changed?
Yeah, I don't know if it's 0% chance, Tony, but I just think, you saw what Hayward said. Hayward didn't mention Russell Wilson at all. He said that, they'd be happy to ride with Mason. And I know the question was posed in a certain way, but from Russell Wilson's perspective on this, if the Steelers don't want him at this point, why would he want to come back unless he has no other options? And I do think the Browns are an option, and I do think the Giants are an option. So maybe he just wants to play with DK Metcalf again. Maybe he feels like, the players in that locker room, want him back, even though some of the other relationships in that building aren't as great. But if I'm Russell Wilson, I see the writing on the wall, and, I go sign with another team.
Ray, what do you make of Najee Harris's comments that he made saying that the Steelers, quote, didn't know anything on offense and didn't have an identity?
I mean, that was 100% true when Matt Canada was there. You know, I think they had an identity last season with Arthur Smith. So I don't know if I agree with it there. I saw Najee's comments. I don't know the exact context. Was he talking more about early in his career than last season?
No, he also made it sound. He also made it sound like last year, which I said to Chris, that's odd because he's bitching about there being no veteran leaders or elder statesmen when he was. Yeah, he was not only older, but he also had Russell Wilson in the room.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting that Najee is speaking out now. He never seemed to want to talk. It was the last thing he wanted to do when he was here. Maybe he feels like different city, you know, new voice, and you know, he wants to have his feelings known. But he was the last person in that locker room who wanted to talk during the week or after games. It was like pulling teeth to get him to talk. So,
right. Let's ask you to infer or read into what's going on with the Steelers' pro day tours and draft prep. They had dinner with Jalen Milroe. They still don't have another quarterback besides Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
Yep.
So read the tea leaves there. Does that make you think that the Steelers are in the market for a quarterback in this year's draft?
Yeah, quite possibly, but not until probably third or fourth round. And I would lean more to the fourth round if I'm going to take one. So, you know, Will Howard, Ohio State Pro Day, I think later this week or next week. That's tomorrow, maybe. So they're going to meet with Will Howard, and then, you know, they're going to do that with all those day three types of quarterbacks. And they have Tyler Shuck in here, who's also in that category. So I don't really see them pulling the trigger at 21 on a quarterback. I just think you got to go D-line or another position there. And there's nothing wrong with taking a flyer on a guy in the third or fourth round when you don't have your future franchise quarterback. Maybe you'll get lucky. That's the way I look at it.
Ray, it feels like with all the Rodgers stuff that George Pickens, who I guess recently posted something to Instagram, like Photoshop next to Tom Brady on the field.
Yes, that is right.
It feels like the George Pickens will he or won't be traded discussion, discussion has cooled just because so much attention is being paid to the quarterback.
Yeah.
What do the tea leaves tell you about his immediate future with the Steelers over these next couple of months?
I was just going to say, as soon as this quarterback situation is settled, I think in the lead up to the draft, we're going to have a lot more speculation about George Pickens' future with the Steelers. I think if you could trade him for a second or third round pick on draft day, you could do it. You could do it at the trade deadline too. You could let him walk in free agency and get a third round comp pick in all likelihood. But to me, I think sooner rather than later with that. And I think you're right, Chris. I do think as soon as we get an answer one way or the other with Rodgers here, I think there's going to be a lot more conversation about that topic.
Ray, right now, do you think it's better or worse than 50-50 that Mason Rudolph is the Steelers' week one starting quarterback?
I'll still say less than 50-50, but that percentage is probably good. Like the day he signed, you know, probably like 10%, 20%, 30%. We might be getting like up to like 35%, 40% here in the next couple days.
Ray, what do you think their appetite is if they don't get Rodgers to bring in somebody like, just for example, a Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably, I mean, with the Giants and the Browns out there, I guess he wouldn't go back to the Browns, but the Giants are a possibility for him. I would be all for that. You know, you would have like a, let's say you draft a rookie, the rookie would be the three, and then if things go sour with Mason, you have a vet like Flacco who could come in like he did last year for Anthony Richardson or like he did the previous year for Deshaun Watson. That guy is a pro. He's not going to be able to do it over a 17-game stretch, but that guy can get hot for 5 or 6 weeks, you know, and maybe keep you in contention. So I would be all for that, and I wouldn't mind that move at all.
Ray, Justin Fields came out today on the Jets website and said he picked New York because of Aaron Glenn. Why do you think the Steelers weren't even interested in giving him a little bit more than, frankly, bottom of the line starting quarterback money in the NFL. $20 million for a starting quarterback is basically peanuts in today's league. What kept them, if they liked him so much, why did they not go higher than that and match or exceed the Jets' offer?
Because they felt like they were overpaying for a guy who is, what, 14 and 30-something, and, you know, was okay last year, but he was okay in a six-game sample. So I just didn't feel like they were pressured to go over what they felt that he was worth. And the Steelers do that on every single player they do contracts with. And even though it's a quarterback, I just think they wanted to hold firm and have a certain price on him. So, and guys, it could be that the offer was closer than we think, and he just wanted to get out of town because he wanted to play for Aaron Glenn rather than Mike Tomlin. That's a possibility as well.
So what do you think they think Aaron Rodgers is worth? What do you think their number is, if you had to guess?
25 to 30, not over 30.
Interesting.
Because I think they would have been in on Sam Darnold if they thought Sam Darnold was a player like at 33 or 35, what he's getting from Seattle. I think they would have been more in on Darnold. So I think it's somewhere in the 25 to 30 million range.
Well, Florio basically speculated with us yesterday that he thinks the reason why the Steelers are recommending this new rule is because they think that the Seahawks tampered with Darnold and they never really got a shot at making him an offer, Ray. How about that?
Wow, I listen to Florio with you guys almost every week. I did not catch that yesterday, but that's interesting. I don't know if they would drop that proposal in one day, but, I mean, rules are broken all the time in free agency and illegal tampering stuff, so it's not a surprise that some teams, including the Steelers, want the NFL to get a better handle on that.
There you go, Ray Fittipaldo. Check him out in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.